Hi, my name is Abby Robinson. I'm interviewing John Rowntree. He is an architect, and I was kind of just wondering what sparked your interest in being a sustainable architect, and also kind of how your story led you there and how kind of how you became an architect.
So I, when I was in high school, when I was a senior in high school, I was able to take a couple of classes on architectural drawing and graphics, and I had a teacher who inspired me to pursue architecture. He was an architect, and he just really loved what he did, and I found out I loved drawing, and just sort of one thing led to another, and I decided to apply to architecture school. So then I was accepted at Clemson University, and I went there for 2 years in their architecture program. And then I transferred to Syracuse University, which is where I graduated. So I knew pretty well, I knew in high school that I wanted to be an architect. And I can't really explain to you how that was, except that I knew I loved drawing, and I loved design, I loved art, sculpture, things like that. So architecture just seemed to be a natural career path for me. And once I was in architecture school, I felt like I was in the right place. I was in around people who, you know, loved what they were doing, and I just fit right in. So architecture school took me 6 years to get a 5-year degree because I transferred, I lost a lot of credits. So I ended up graduating with a Bachelor of Architecture in 1982. And the other way to do it too is, you know, if you're not sure you want to go into architecture, you can get an undergraduate degree in something else and then transfer into architecture school for a master's, in a master's program. And those programs are usually 2 to 3 years. So a lot of people don't know off the bat that they want to go into architecture, but they go into another program and then decide to transfer into it. So then I went to, from when I graduated, I moved to New York City. I worked in some very large architectural firms, doing, you know, big buildings, huge buildings. I love that. I was in, you know, teams of 30 architects working on, you know, multi-million square foot commercial buildings. But then I ended up moving to Connecticut. I was living in New York City. I met my wife. She was living in Westport, Connecticut, and we ended up moving into a house in Norwalk, and I commuted for a while, decided I didn't like commuting, so I ended up working for a small firm in Westport. And, you know, for that, we were working on, you know, mostly residential projects, small commercial projects. And all that time, I was always interested in solar energy. I actually, when I was in college at Syracuse University, I had a few professors that were into solar, and I took some courses in it in the engineering department. And I was very just fascinated with it, that you could actually, you know, power a building from the sun. That just kind of blew me away, that how can that happen? But, you know, people were doing it. And so I just started learning more and more about it. I started going to conferences, you know, and at that time, my boss, the people I worked for, really didn't care about it at all. They weren't interested at all. So I couldn't really do anything with it professionally at that time. And then around 1990, I got laid off from my job in Westport, and I started getting my own projects. I decided that I didn't want to go work for anyone again, that I wanted to work for myself. And I just started to do, you know, residential architecture, and then started to really focus on energy and solar, specifically solar energy, and, you know, working that into my projects. You know, a lot of my clients were interested in that, a lot of them weren't, but I tried as much as I could to integrate that into my work. And then that's where I've been at. I've been practicing as a solar practitioner now for 31 years. And I've done a lot of work with solar. I had a solar consulting company for 6 years,
where we were designing
solar electric systems for buildings of all kinds. And then more recently, I've been focusing on net zero energy homes. So designing homes that are completely off the grid in terms of energy use, using the solar, you know, panel to generate electricity for heating, cooling, hot water, pretty much everything that the house runs with. So that's been my focus for the last few years. That's where I'm at today. I'm happily.
Has there been a specific project that has kind of like been your favorite or kind of had the most impact on you or your business?
I don't think there was one project. I think what I could say is there were some architects that I admired. There was a guy that was a solar architect up in Boston, the Boston area, who he was designing solar homes like in the 70s, in the early 70s. And that was like unheard of. Like no one had ever seen that before. So he became my kind of mentor, I guess, during that time. He had written some books on it. So I read his books. I went to a lot of lectures that he gave. And then there were a couple other architects that were doing similar work. So I think it was more not just one project, but a you know whole group of projects that they had completed that were of interest to me. And so I just studied them. I learned as much as I could about them. I went to went to seminars.
And now you're here.
Yeah.
To wrap up, do you have any inspiration or tips or anything you want to share for other aspiring architects?
Yeah, I think if you're considering architecture, it's a great profession. First of all, I love it. I absolutely love what I do, and I'm very happy. I'm very lucky that I love what I do. A lot of people have jobs they don't like. It is a difficult career path. The schooling, like going to architecture school, is not an easy program. It's fairly rigorous. It does involve a lot of math and engineering, things like that. So, it's probably something you really want to think about if it's something you're committed to. I might suggest taking some courses if you can on architectural courses or even going and visiting with architects to learn what they do and get that perspective. But if you can, study as much as you can about what architects do and see if it's something you're interested in. Like I said, you could get an undergraduate degree in something and then go to graduate school for architecture. And if you really think you want to go right into it, then, give it a shot. I mean, you'll find, put it this way, the first year you'll know either you're going to love it or you're going to hate it. It's pretty much one or the other. So you can try and see how it goes. If you get there and you go, this is where I'm supposed to be, I love it, then keep going with it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking and good luck with your business.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Good luck to everyone.
Good luck to you too.
Okay.